Good afternoon, everybody. This is Hannah. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard My Own Summer, Shove It by Deftones. I made this playlist like 2 hours ago, 1 hour ago. And I was inspired by this Spotify-generated playlist that I came across called Dad Rock Emo Mix. So I suppose that we'll be traversing along the lines of cringe rock, dad rock, whatever. I don't know what you want to call it. It's a very loosely defined type of music. But I don't know. I thought that song would go well in there. Maybe, maybe not. Next up is the most streamed song, most streamed Built to Spill song on Spotify. It is Carry the Zero.
Thank you.
somebody just walked in here right now. I spy with my little eye my boyfriend, Isaac. Say hello.
Hello. I gotta adjust the mic. I had to crouch down.
Yeah,
to get
he
it.
Like just got in here. Like, right
yeah, I was
now.
Walking up to the mic as she was introing me. But hey, everybody, I'm here now.
He's here. Would you say Built to Spill would even be like dad rock? I don't think so.
No.
No. Yeah.
I'm just straight up.
Yeah.
Reject
that. I
don't really know how I'd categorize them exactly. Dad rock is also. I just think of like Steely Dan.
Yeah. No. But I'm going with a different vibe today. I'm going as
different
I said.
Kind of dad.
As I said, I don't know if you were listening on your walk over here, but I am going off the Spotify generated dad rock emo mix and just kind of curating
dad rock emo.
Just curating a vibe off of there. I wouldn't even say Built to Spill falls in that category, but I don't know. I felt like it fit there. It did.
Yeah, I feel like the Spotify generated playlists just give you the same like.
Oh yeah, yeah.
10 artists
absolutely.
That you listen to anyway, and it has nothing to do with the title most of the time.
Oh yeah, no, I know. This is my take, my Spotify's take anyway. What Spotify spits at me, there's probably things I haven't heard in like a year that have just been hidden because Spotify won't give them to me. Anyway. I wanted to intro the next song. I always think of that one video of George H.W. Bush
holding up the baseball,
looking like super yep. old. Charlie just walked in the studio. What mic do you want?
Two.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of all Bushisms from any Bush. So one of my personal favorites is when H.W. said, that's the younger one, right?
Yeah, that's older.
The younger one? That's just W?
W is the...
Yeah. When he said, I believe that human beings and fish can coexist peacefully. That one's my favorite.
I'm pretty fond of that one. Not a lot of coming to mind, but the W...
There's so many coming to mind. When he's like, now watch this drive.
Why not watch
that's another
this
good
drive.
One.
How many is in a Brazilian?
Exactly.
So yeah, I chose to include this song because it just is like the corniest Smashing Pumpkins song I think there is. They did do it at the concert, which was filled with dads. There were like these dads sitting in front of me and my friend who like turned around and were like, I wish my daughter wanted to go to a Smashing Pumpkins concert.
Good place to find dads, I will say. I'm not surprised
so
to hear
dads
this at all.
Yeah. Next up, Today by the Smashing Pumpkins.
We'll be right back. up with smoke, and I got my veins all tangled close to the jukebox bars you frequent, the safest place to hide. A long night spent with your most obvious weakness, you start shaking at the thigh.
I just wanna break you down so badly. We'll let you fall for everything you say.
I hope you enjoyed that, because that's the only Weezer song I'm ever playing on WMFO.
What's wrong with Weezer? You don't like Weezer?
Not really.
I love Weezer.
Do you?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I like those first two albums, though.
I had a brief phase where I liked Weezer, and like I liked the Blue album, and I don't hate Weezer. There's no hate coming from me here.
There's a little bit of hate coming from me.
There's no hate coming from me. I'm never hateful. I'm always positive and nice. That was Make Blank Sure by Taking Back Sunday and Say It Ain't So by Weezer. Yeah, I do like that song. It would come on at work when I worked, and it was kind of like, it was good, like, if it was in the last, like, 2 hours of work, because it's like, oh, we're closing up. This is I don't know why, but that just makes sense to me. While we were on the topic of the Bushisms, Isaac shared a funny one.
My all-time favorite Hall of Fame. I don't know. He got hit with, it was like, I have no clue what he was talking about, but he took it in a crazy new direction. It's like he got a pitch that was way to the outside, and he knocked it out of the park. Too many good docs are getting out of the business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across the country in 2004. So this is like a couple months before he gets reelected.
I like rarely is the question asked, is our children learning? That's good. Another one that I'm seeing here, right underneath that quote, I don't know if it was from the same website, but when declining to answer reporters' questions at the Summit of the Americas, he said, neither in French, nor in English, nor in Mexican.
I wonder if people will be doing this with Trump in like 20 years.
I think it's a different vibe.
I don't think it's that different.
I think it's a little...
Because it's not like goofs and gaffs and oopsies.
Yeah, it's intentional.
It's like a bit. It's like,
oh, but they'll have
he's
like stuff
trying
like that
to be funny. Whereas if Bush would try to be funny and then like mess up his words, and then it would be even funny.
People say, how can I help out? How can I help on this war against terror? How can I fight evil? You can do so by mentoring a child, by going into a shut-in's house and say, I love you. Anyway.
I'm thinking of Patrick going, I love you. Going door to door.
I'm thinking of George Bush coming into my house and saying, I love you. That's crazy. They misunderestimated me. All right, that's enough. I gotta stop.
That's another one.
But go look for yourself. Google some Bushisms. I'm on a Bushism kick now.
Many of our listeners also were probably more
older
than us, and we're living through this rather than doing background research. What life was like in 2006.
Oh, boy. I mean, I was alive, but...
I was four.
Yeah. You were three for most of the year.
I was three for most of it, so don't remember a lot.
If you were four, it'd be different, though.
Yeah.
They
misunderestimated four-year-old me.
You know,
different.
The biggest mistake I ever made was not buying a house before 2008. Why didn't I do that? Because I was in kindergarten. Haha, I said the tweet that 10 people have tweeted and it's gone viral. Anyway, my next song. This is actually kind of what inspired the like dad rock cringe rock playlist. Yeah. More so than like the Spotify generated one. I like came into Melisma on last Wednesday.
It's Dave Matthews
singing. Come on. Okay, I heard it on the way home from dance, and I was like, I like this song. Who's this? And my mom was like, oh, it's Dave Matthews Band. And I was like, oh. And then I listened to it like 5 times in a row. And then I came into Melisma singing it. And I personally don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying one Dave Matthews Band song.
I just find them annoying. I don't know.
Well.
You know the poop story?
Yeah, of course. Oh,
I don't know.
I'm
not going to get into it, but.
Why not? Why don't you want to talk about when they dumped 800 pounds of poop from their tour bus onto the river in Chicago? Chicago River.
Wasn't it while a boat passed underneath?
Yes, that was the whole thing. Rained on people. They had to get like antibiotics and like they had to go to the doctor and get like shots after being rained on by 800 pounds of Dave Matthews poop.
That's how I feel when I listen to Dave Matthews.
Hey! I will say this is the only song I can like name by a Dave Matthews band. And then there's a song called Satellite, but I don't know how that one goes.
Lazy name. Hi, I'm Dave Matthews.
It worked, though. The people love Dave Matthews Band. They have, like, a cult following. Reminds me of when I was...
It is on theme. If you're playing dad music, that's where I associate them mentally. I don't know if that's what their actual fan base is, but...
Oh, probably. I was, I remember, like, years ago, I was, like, babysitting slash hanging out with my very much younger neighbor, who was, like, a little toddler boy at this time.
He was born in Johannesburg in 1967. just putting that out there.
But, yeah, the whole time I was there, there was, like, a, like... live, or no, not live, but like a recording of a live show in like some festival, and the fans go crazy. They're like throwing themselves at Dave Matthews. Anyway, this is Crush.
I'm thinking, just knowing that the world is round and here.
day, I will treat you sweetly. Adore you, I mean, you crush me. And it's times like these when my faith I feel it.
He goes, that 8 minutes passed quick, which is surprising. That's Rich coming from somebody who is whining, wham, wham, baby, whining.
It's your show.
About Dave Matthews Band.
Play with
me. I'm just kidding. I am just, this is all in jest. So, yeah, before I continue on, the next two songs are named Creep. So before we get to those,
Is one a cover of the other or unrelated?
No, unrelated. Two different kinds of creep. But before we continue on, I have a special message for you from Isaac.
Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Society. That's Rich coming from the guy who keeps coughing right now.
I was doing that to clear my throat, yeah. To do my little voice, yeah, thing. I was, yeah, not out of sickness.
No.
It was for dramatic effect, because it said announcer at the top before the text was reached, so I was like, I'll do an announcer.
I need to, like, really practice doing that, like, last bit super, super fast, like they do in, like, infomercials. Like,
it's just fun.
Yeah, I like it.
It's just fun to do.
I miss the commercials that had, like, the last screen is, like, Visa gift card. Or, no, not Visa gift. Like, they had, like, the different, like, credit card, like, that they can take, like, over the phone when you can call in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. We got to bring those back.
Yeah, now all of them. I was watching, we were watching, Bills Giants bad football game. Every commercial was just different gambling companies.
Oh god.
The second
it's
half
vile.
Of the ad, it'll be like they have the like call this number like national like gambling hotline thing at the, yeah, bottom in like a big block text. And that's like there's like a box around the ad and at the bottom part of that has that kind of national warning. And inside the center box where like the main ad is playing, at the bottom of that there's like a state by state like,
yeah,
what go to. So there's like two or three different like
resources
like
for
gambling addiction, yeah, thing stacked up at the end of the ad, and then there's one at the bottom the entire time.
Yeah,
and it's just like, what are we doing here?
It's so
meanwhile
vile.
The content of the ad itself is like,
it's like Kevin Hart in a bar.
The ad itself is like, wanna, you know, you care about football more than your friend. You, when garbage time isn't really garbage, and it's like people who are really watching and invested. And it's like, this is how to really enjoy football.
God.
And then, again, there's like four warnings plastered over. It's just funny. This is where we're at with advertising.
Oh, yeah.
And with sports specifically. Sad. I don't like it.
I agree.
That was the tangent over.
Okay. next up, our first creep. It's Creep by Radiohead.
whatever you want. You're so special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here. We'll be right back.
While this song comes to a close, I just want to say thank you for listening. To my kind of dad rock, kind of just like conglomeration of stuff that fits the same vibe. Thank you, Isaac, for coming in and being a wonderful guest as always.
You're welcome. Hour to kill, 6 p.m. Saturdays.
Yes, this is very true. I just got one more song for you, which I think will go a little over 7 o'clock, but there is no, our regular 7 o'clock DJ will not be here today, Allie. So, without further ado, to finish off this hour of 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio is Snow Hey-O by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Shutting you off now.
To decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say. I know the more.